Shock poll: Elise Stefanik takes commanding lead in GOP New York governor primary, closes in on Democrat Kathy Hochul. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 28, 2025. A poll suggests that if Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, were to enter the race to be the next governor of New York, she would not only have a commanding lead in the Republican primary, but she would also close in on defeating Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY. The Gray House poll conducted between April 22 to 24, 2025, which surveyed 826 registered voters in New York, found that if the next Republican primary for governor of New York were held today, 44% of voters would support Stefanik, while 7% would support Representative Mike Lawler, RNY. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman received 5% of support, while another 44% expressed that they don't know whom they would vote for. The poll noted that Stefanik has a clear advantage in image among Republican voters, with a net favorability of plus 47, 56% favorable, 9% unfavorable. Stefanik has a clear advantage in image among Republican voters, with a net favorability of plus 47, 56% favorable, 9% unfavorable, putting her in a more positively defined position than Lawler, plus 28, and Blakeman, plus 18. She also maintains a positive net favorability of plus 10 with independents, compared to plus 2 for Lawler and minus 1 for Blakeman. During an interview on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, Lawler told host Cheryl Cossone that he would make his decision regarding running for New York governor by June. "I'll make my decision solely based on whether or not I believe there's a pathway to win," Lawler explained. "It won't be determined by anybody else. Ultimately, we will make a decision on who can make the best case to New Yorkers and defeat Kathy Hochul. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about." The poll also found that 61% of voters expressed that it is time for someone new, while 18% of registered voters said they would probably re-elect Hochul. 9% of voters said they would definitely re-elect Hochul, while 12% said they did not know. When asked who they would vote for if the 2026 New York gubernatorial election were held today against Hochul and Stefanik, 40% of voters said they would support the Republican candidate, while 46% said they would support Hochul. 14% said they did not know whom they would vote for. In a matchup between Hochul and Lawler, 38% of voters said they would vote for the Republican candidate, while 45% said they would vote for Hochul. 18% said they did not know. In a matchup against Blakeman and Hochul, 36% of voters said they would vote for the Republican candidate, while 44% said they would vote for Hochul. 20% of voters said they had not made a decision. Hochul's net job approval rating was described as deeply underwater at minus 18 overall, with 36% of voters approving and 55% disapproving. The results of the poll come as a Siena College poll conducted between April 14 to 16, 2025, which surveyed 802 registered voters in New York, found that Hochul had a favorability rating of 44% to 43%, an increase from 40% to 50% in March, according to Spectrum News. NBC News previously reported that two sources told the outlet that Stefanik, whom Trump had initially nominated to serve as the United Nations ambassador, was considering a run for New York governor. One of the sources said Stefanik is seriously considering a run after she received encouragement from Republicans in New York, members of the Trump world and GOP donors, NBC News reported.